Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Jack, great to have you back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, thank you very much for having me back.
So listeners know you pretty well by now, which is good. That's the name recognition and all that from the last time around. That's always the first thing to secure, and it was a great race. What would you say the core issue you're zoning in on at this point?
Continuing to focus on property taxes, Dom. It's still the number one issue. It's the reason why people can't get started here in New Jersey in terms of home ownership. It's the reason why retirees can't stay in their home. It's the reason why middle-class people struggle to make ends meet. So I put forth a very bold proposal to do what other states have done, which is to cap property taxes at 1% of the assessed value of your home. And also to freeze property taxes for anyone age 70 and older. We can accomplish this by reducing the size and cost of state government. We can do this with a new school funding formula. And we don't have a revenue problem in Trenton, Dom. We've got a spending problem. So we're going to take a look at everything, and we're going to make this work for New Jersey.
Well, and the fact that it's not a pipe dream, Jack, last time around, your last race really helped gains in the legislature. Now they've been lost since then, but you propelled other people forward by how hard fought that was and how close it was. Why do you think in the last couple times around, particularly the last one, Jack, what do you analyze went awry when it looked like Jersey was really, because of what you just enunciated, property taxes, among other things, what is it that turned it around and helped them in 2023?
The Democrats?
Yes.
Listen, not to be immodest, but it's not easy here in New Jersey. We're outnumbered by a million. In 2021, we had one guy at the top of the ticket with a whole lot of positive energy that was getting up and down the state 8 days a week, and that was yours truly. We didn't have that in 2023. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you didn't have one guy at the top spending $30 million, which was more money raised than any Republican gubernatorial candidate in history, getting up and down with a message that resonated with New Jerseyans, which, again, is property taxes, doing business in the state, particularly on Main Street, making sure this is a state people can get started in and retire in, supporting law enforcement to keep our community safe, and also making changes to what's going on in public education. Because right now, Dom, our public schools are failing way too many kids and their families.
Now, you would think the Democrats going to be on the other side of those issues, sadly, or maybe they'll pose in the general election. They're not. But I think one of your opponents so far, announced opponents, Jack, in the primary, I don't know that guy's as much on board as you are with supporting the police, lowering property taxes, et cetera. And he's certainly not on board with the nominee of the Republican Party, which probably will be President Trump.
Neither one of my two opponents, and one is not declared, but if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, but neither one of these two can unify the party. One of them is constantly poking his finger in the eye of the moderate wing of our party and calling them rhinos, and the other one's constantly poking his finger in the eye of Trump supporters and calling them crazies. We're outnumbered by a million. Unify our party. And we need to do it around the issues that matter to New Jerseyans and taking our conservative approach to solving these kitchen table issues. That's what I do. I am by training and DNA a CEO, and I really believe what this state needs more than anything is a hands-on CEO and one who's not looking to go to the next level. I made it very clear the other night, Dom, in my announcement speech, I don't want to be congressman. I don't want to be U.S. senator. Don't want to be president. I don't want to write a book. I just want to fix the state we all love.
We know who you're referencing. Well, that's always, when we find somebody who's found their niche, that's always appealing. Now, I'm not a fan, Jack, but I understand why, you know, it's appealing to people. Announcing one term, that you're limiting yourself to one term. If Jack Cittarelli is, I don't want to reinvent the wheel. If you're rolling at that point in an incumbent, I want to keep you in there because I don't trust winning again too easily.
Well, I hear you, Dom. But listen, I'm not going anywhere. It is my hope to have the privilege to serve 8 years to finish the job. We're going to get everything done as quickly as we can. I've already told people who I anticipate being in my cabinet, there's no honeymoon here. We've got to hit the ground running. And this administration, Dom, will also be marked by something Phil Murphy is not, and that is pro-business. We need a pro-business governor. We need to do what the Democratic governor of Pennsylvania did, which is cut the business tax in half. And we need to lessen regulations. I think we can do that without screwing the consumer or hurting the environment. So we're going to make New Jersey a pro-business state. I'm sure you remember this, but if you go back to the 1970s, New Jersey was home to more Fortune 500 company headquarters than any other state in the country. That's not the case today.
No, without
a doubt. So we got to make New Jersey a better place to do business for big business and also right on Main Street, which is where the Cittarellis have always been with their businesses.
Yeah, the only booming business I know of in Jersey is Dean Van Lines for the people wanting to move out or moving out. So, Jack, another whale washed up this morning. We're very tight with Robin and the people around the Jersey Shore around this. And this issue cuts into so many things. I'm sure you know Jersey better than I, certainly. But I'm telling you with listeners, Jack, a point of emphasis to you, this has emotionally charged people. And then when they think about it, the wreckage of the Jersey Shore, what's being talked about here, and then not lowering cost and the money that's being spent, this issue has a lot of elements that are wrong with New Jersey.
And you know what's great about this issue, Dom, is that it has unified young and old, liberal and conservative, Republican and Democrat, black, white, and brown, all people who care about our Jersey Shore and marine life. Listen, I've made it very, very clear. On day one, we scrapped Phil Murphy's energy plan. Now, I don't have my head in the sand, no pun intended, with what's going on with our climate. But that windmill project is bad economics, it's bad energy policy, and it's bad environmental policy. And so we're going to work toward alternative energy sources, but there's not going to be windmills off our Jersey Shore when I'm governor.
Jack, we talked about what you ran on this the last time. And again, I can hear the point of emphasis that these are things, property taxes is always number one in New Jersey. Is there any other initiative that we're going to see you roll out that you're going to be talking about that's a little bit different?
Well, I'll talk about two other things we'll do on day one, which is number one, I will nominate an attorney general who supports both police and parents. We don't have that right now. It's a real source of frustration in the law enforcement community and with parents all across the state. The other thing we do on day one is we ask for the resignation of everyone who currently sits on the State Board of Education, which issued a number of guidelines that have been really offensive to too many parents across the state. And I think that we should have some people on the State Board of Education who actually have children that are in K through 12 grades. You know, there's something to be said for academicians, but it'd be great to have some parents on there with school-age children. So those are two things we'll do right out of the box. But specific to public education, which will be a thrust, we'll reform the curriculum. We'll do that by respecting the role of parents. We'll do that by ensuring that we have age-appropriate lesson plans, focusing on basic skills, and speaking from experience, Dom, there'll be more vocational training opportunities because not all kids want or need to go to college.
That's so well put. And, Jack, I was listening to the tone of what you said, so what I can tell listeners, I think, and I remember the last time you were criticized a bit, not by me. We cheered this on. When you got into some of these issues that involve schools, education, the other side just called them cultural wars. They're not. They were curriculum.
They're not.
And the biggie that you just mentioned, parental rights, that is the standard. And I know that you stood up for it before. I'm glad to hear it again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Absolutely. I mean, parents should not be shut out. We want an inclusive and safe environment, particularly in our schools. I believe that environment is safest and inclusive when we include parents, not exclude parents. This notion of keeping secrets from parents is not progress. So I always like to call out these so-called progressives. That's not progress. It's wrong. Partnership should be between parents and the school district. There shouldn't be secrets.
Absolutely. Where do we go for all things your campaign and people who want to support you, Jack, wherever they are? What do they do?
Jack4NJ.com, Dom, and that's the number four, Jack4NJ.com. You can learn a whole lot about me and the campaign, and I'm excited. I really am. And you know, I'm looking forward to getting up and down the state. We already began our diner tour the other day, and we'll continue to hit diners all across the state. It's the best way to get to know New Jerseyans.
Well, the diners are great, Jack. No, but I just let me put in a plug, put in your with your people, and Dan will get you. Our summer White House is Mulligan's at the Shore. We need Jack Cetarelli there. It's a great bar, restaurant, food that will match any Jersey diner, Dan, right? We got to get you there, Jack. Your people will be out. We'll do a big, big thing in the summer with you.
Well, listen, count me in as a family that owned a restaurant bar.
I know you did.
I love that environment. It's where Salt of the Earth New Jerseyans hang out, and so I look forward to that.
Dan had a question for
you. Being that you owned a bar and a restaurant, sir, we have a side topic today that's the great debates, kind of meaningless, fun debates, and a question that's persisted on the Dom Giordano program for a long, long time, and we need someone like you to answer. Is chili a soup?
Chili is not a soup.
Yes! That's okay. It, Jack.
Soup
I want to move
soup.
To Jersey to vote for you.
Yeah. Come on, man. Soup is soup. Chili is chili. And let me be transparent, okay? It's not sauce. It's gravy.
Yes!
It's not pasta. It's not pasta. It's macaroni. Okay?
Taking it too far now, Jack. Listen, last name's Cetarelli.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. And if we're going to bear all here, the Cetarellis bake their meatballs. We don't fry them.
Oh,
that's a good one, too.
Man. All right. Well, you know what? We'll have baked meatballs at Mulligan's for you, Jack. Jack, thank you. You just won 500,000 votes with that last commenter. So we're looking at the ratings here. Jack, we love to see you soon. So, Jack, thank you. Congratulations on the first days of this. And here we go.
Thanks very much. Already looking forward to next time.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.